Smartphones and tablets have changed the way people type, with less time spent on standard keyboards. Now, Vanderbilt University researchers have examined whether training really matters for typing speed and accuracy. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The sound of typing could come across as a radio sound effect gimmick, but this is the true-life sound of WPLN reporter Chaz Sisk banging away at a typing test.
Well, you know, I learned on this old Underwood, and, like, if you wanted to move that carriage return, you really had to thwack that thing.
Some Vanderbilt researchers might call this different keystrokes for different folks. They actually titled their study that way. They look into the psychology of typing and how it's changing with more text messaging. They compared standard typists, those of us who learned about the home row and use all fingers, like Emily Siner.
80 words per minute. I'm glad I'm solidly in the middle.
Versus the Hunt and Peck crowd.
42 words per minute with 35 errors.
That's your morning host, Jason Moon Wilkins, who also took part in our office's impromptu typing Olympics.
Look, I'm doing the best I can with two index fingers, all right? There was a choice in public schools in Louisiana between typing and I believe it was accounting. I also am not a very good accountant.
Vanderbilt's Gordon Logan finds that most kinds of typing are relatively similar in speed.
If you're just making stuff up, composing an email, no problem. You can be a non-standard typist and you'll do just as well.
But those with training have one advantage.
If you have to copy something, which is actually a rare activity these days, so if your eyes have to be off of the keyboard, then you're going to be impaired.
So those who are self-taught make more errors. The researchers question whether schools should bother teaching typing at an early age. They find that most people learn somehow, but that, yes, formal training does help. That jives with the highly unscientific test in our newsroom. I won't name who won the race with an astounding speed of 103 words per minute, but I do know that he took a high school typing class growing up in Chicagoland. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.